We made the news this week. The Church of the Subgenius did. Not the TV news, and it might not get that far, but there is a child custody case involving subgeniuses that suddenly, starting on, I mean, really just 3 or 4 days ago, it hit the internet news and was suddenly, well, I made a lot of money last week, actually. our website traffic doubled, and all these things like Boing Boing and Wired.com and Disinfo.com, a whole bunch of those kind of fairly large news, anti-authoritarian news sort of outlets started carrying this story. And I'm going to tell you this sad story as quickly as I can. Let's see, where is my... I seem to be missing a page or something. Oh, no, here it is. Okay. Some of you here may know Steve Bevilacqua.
Yes.
He used to help out at Starwood, and he was my business partner on Subgenius after a while. Well, on February 3rd of this year, this Judge Punch is his name, took this child away from Rachel Bevilacqua. She's also known as Reverend Magdalene in Church of the Subgenius. And her husband, Steve, is known as Jesus. And they've been, she had a child, when they got married, she already had this child, Cole. Actually, we call Cole Conbo, after Marjo. Marjo was named after Mary and Joseph. Conbo is named after Connie and Bob. Anyway, let me start again. I'm getting too confusing here. This nice subgenius couple, they had this kid, but it was really the child was the son of a previous boyfriend named Jeff. And there's been a custody thing going on for 10 years now. The little boy's 10 years old. And up until just recently, the mom and the dad would trade the kid off. The mom moved to Texas with Jesus to help run Subgenius. I know that sounds a little funny. But, and so they at their expense, they had to send the child back to New York or take him to New York to see the dad several times a year. It was really expensive. In fact, that's why he's not working for Subgenius anymore. We don't pay enough. Anyway, suddenly that whole situation changed earlier this month. This Judge Punch called an emergency hearing, and Jeff, the father, entered into evidence 16 exhibits taken from the internet, 12 of which are photographs of the Subgenius event X Day. Cole, the child, had never attended X Day and is not in any of the pictures. Rachel, the mom, is depicted in many of these photos, often wearing a skimpy costume or completely nude while participating in X Day and Devival events. The judge, a very strict Catholic, became outraged at the photos of the X Day parody of Mel Gibson's movie The Passion of Christ, especially the photo where Jesus, Steve Bevilacqua, is wearing clown makeup and carrying a crucifix with a pool noodle dollar sign on it while being beaten by a crowd of subgeni, including a topless woman with a dildo. And dildos were closed. His Honor also strongly disapproved of the photos that she of her in a bondage dress and a paper mache goat's head seen here in evidence. This goat head was worn by the mother in photographs seen on the internet. A goat head. The judge repeatedly asked, why a goat? What's so significant about a goat's head? When Rachel replied, well, I just thought the word goat was funny, the Judge Punch lost his temper completely and began to shout abuse at Rachel, calling her a pervert, mentally ill, lying, and a participant in sex orgies. I wish. The judge ordered that Rachel is to have absolutely no contact with her son, not even in writing, because he felt the pictures of X Day performance were enough to suspect, quote, severe mental illness. and the mom has not been able to have any contact with the kids since February 3rd. This case has the potential to set a precedent that could affect all moms who have ever attended X Day, among other things. The stuff we do at X Day is tame compared to and if they can do that, then nobody's children are safe, and there's a Moms for Bob. Judge Punch, he should be dating Judge Judy. He can take out some of his frustrations with her. As Joe Cosby said, Jesus is the cure for a disease which you wouldn't have if you hadn't found him. Well, it's awful, though. You know, they threaten. Have you ever had one of them threaten to pray for you? You know, they hold that over your head. I'm going to pray for you. That's their whole problem, though, praying. They're all talking to God as if he didn't already know what they had to say and hadn't heard it 10 billion times before. And they sure as hell aren't listening to what he might have to say. So, it's sad. It's that they believe in a God so weak that illiterate human po-buckers feel compelled to do his dirty work for him because he can't do it himself. As Joe Cosby said, Bob saved me from people trying to save me from myself. It's friends, obviously, insane Muslim fundamentalists aren't the only ones who destroy lives over silly cartoons. Because that's what this is really all about. On the other hand, it has caused the sub-geniuses all over the internet to start into these debates and arguments. We're trying to figure out now whether we really are a religion or what. You know, if they're taking your kid away because of a goat cost. The other people around were dressed as aliens. By the way, she made this herself. This is handmade. The mom made it. And the real reason it's a goat was because when little Colburn used to say, Mom, why does the moon get smaller and bigger? And she said, well, she didn't want to go into the eclipse of sun and earth thing. So she said, well, at some nights the sky goat comes and he eats away part of the moon. And so she was going to dress, we were having a deity contest, and she was dressed as the sky goat. But even if she had been dressed as a devil goat, even if she had been a devil, that's no reason to take your kid away.
You're right.
However, another sub-genius who is, she was saying, people may justify the judge's decision, but nothing can excuse his demeanor. Every litigant in New York State has the right to be treated with dignity every time they appear before any judge. Hurling insults at people at the top of your voice after making a snap decision based on tawdry photographs is pretty much exactly what the people of Orleans County hired a judge not to do. I mean, any mob with pitchforks could do that. You also need torches. Here's the response to her, and this is kind of pertinent from a very good writer of subgenius, Nenslow. Nenslow said, chick, you fucked with his head and blew his mind. He, the judge, is a normal, probably an uptight dumbass, and he definitely lost it there. It is my opinion that you screwed up, and I'll tell you why. You went in thinking that an old coot who spent most of his life whacking gavel was capable of responding to wit and imagination. The chances of that are slim at best. When you go into that environment and place yourself in the hands of normals, you have to do your best to think like a normal. Just as Stang has described in every one of his stories about cops and FBI men. The phrase is, officer, have you ever heard of Mad Magazine? Anyway, he said, you have to try to come up with ways, and this is pertinent to every one of us here, potentially. You have to come up with ways of explaining things which they can understand, which won't make them feel stupid and insulted and angry. If they ask you why you were wearing a goat head and you have to make up some lie, you have to make up some lie that they will understand and which will make them feel intelligent, like how it symbolized the biblical scapegoat and was a reference to pre-classical culture of the Middle East. Not that you thought the word goat was funny. That doesn't make any sense at all, and it was obviously too much for the guy. What the judge needs is a simple, rational explanations not incomprehensible non sequiturs. A real good liar would sit down and find ways of explaining how those crucifixion pictures were a criticism of modern liberalism and its destruction of conventional moral standards, and how those pictures of you naked were a tribute to the beauty of God's creation. One thing sure is that when you walk into a courtroom, you've got no rights at all. It's great to have ideals, but when it comes to reality, you scrawny little wretch, are 9 times out of 10 dealing with people who are not only more ignorant, but just plain dumber than you, and the thing that pisses them off the most is realizing that fact. So, in other words, I guess she should have had a better set of lies ready. And I've had to worry about, you know, anybody who has kids and is a pagan has to, at some point, that's crossed their mind. You know, how much does a kid tell the other kids at school? You know, how secretive do you have to be? Anyway, another subgenius preacher weighed in because there were Christian websites and blogs picked up this news thing, and they were arguing really vehemently about it. And a lot of them could not understand, why are they mockers? Why would we mock other people's beliefs? And that's a perfectly good question from a dumbass. our friend Reverend Carter LeBlanc wrote a really nice short thing full of great quotes, which you may want to use. He said, "The Church of the Subgenius is an extremely decentralized religion. Although its founders produced a good deal of the core mythos, in many ways it can be considered akin to Linux, its open source religion. This is reminiscent of William Blake's postulate, I must create my own system or be enslaved by another man's. Because of this, many people bring many strange things to the table when they go about generating their own style and variation of what it means to be a subgenius. Much of this is offensive in nature, particularly due to a consistent penchant for overdoing things. As J.R. Bob Dobbs said, don't just eat that hamburger, eat the hell out of it. Or you might say, whatsoever you set your hand to do, do so with all your might. It may be unsettling to Christians in particular, primarily because it seems to target Christianity to an inordinate degree. This is primarily due to the fact that Church of the Subgenius was founded in America by people who came from primarily Christian backgrounds, and we mock what we know best. Spend time around a subgenius and you'll eventually hear them mock Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, paganism, that's my specialty, atheism, Hinduism, Mormonism, hippieism, just about any other ism you can think of. Why do we mock? Because humor is the most potent weapon of the marginalized. Some mock out of anger, yes, but most of us mock simply because we have a keen eye for absurdity, hypocrisy, and irony. It is our job to draw attention to these things. Plus, it's fun. In conclusion, I would like to remind you of Revelations 3:16. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Subgenii, and he gets better. Subgenii are anything but lukewarm, and as such, tend to be favored with a swallow rather than a spit. And you can't help, actually. Well, did I mention the Gay Bigfoot website? There is one. There is a Gay Bigfoot website. It's called mightyfudge.com. If you don't believe me, check it out. It's really funny, actually. And what else do I have here? We do have, there's ritual that starts at, what, 9 or 9:30?
9.
And I've got about 15 minutes of trippy videos on this show. But, in closing, we must remember, when laws are outlawed, only outlaws will be lawyers. I hope that works out in that child custody case. If you don't know what to eat, friends, try food. If you don't know what to believe, send $1 to Bob. By the way, those of you who didn't get the free $1 pamphlet, come up here and get one. But when about half of you got here after I passed them out. Friends, join the Church of the Subgenius as our great rival cult leader, Dennis Murphy right here said. The Church of the Subgenius, it's a no-brainer. And truly, friends, it's the one religion where you can be protected from both ray guns and devils. You will be protected from high heating bills in hell. And as my daughter said, I have two kids, thank God they're grown up and out. But my daughter, when she was like 4 years old, said, "If you don't love Bob, he'll Bob you out." And it's true. So friends, are you serving two masters? You can't do it. So give up, pull back, withdraw, break think, crack it, disconnect. We're making omelets. We're breaking eggs. Come on, man. Everybody's doing it. Silk purses, something for nothing, only $30. Repent, quit your job, slack off. Bob is not the answer, and neither is anything else. Praise Bob. Question authority. Question authority.
What?
There's somebody who's been reading their prescriptions. And fuck them if they can't take a joke. Now we shall turn on the cartoons. You've all been good. So we're going to get and watch a cartoon. And actually, this will run forever if I let it. But I won't. Actually, the very end of this one-hour thing is a documentary about Subgenius teabagging rituals. And I'm not going to show that one. It's really funny.
Please. If I can't whoop it, I'll go down.
Stuff out of here real quick.
Everybody takes their chances around the ring of the room.